वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Text Chapter 15, Description of Mystic Yoga Perfections, Text 11.
Mahat-tattva-atmani mai यथा संस्थम मनो दधत महिमानम अवाप्नोति भूतानां च पृथक पृथक महत्तत्वात्मनि मयि यथा संस्थम मनो दधत महिमानम अवाप्नोति भूतानां च पृथक पृथक महत्तत्वात्मनि मयि यथा संस्थं मनो दधत् महिमानम अवाप्नोति भूतानां च पृथक पृथक
Mataji's. By word meanings, Mahatattva of the total material energy, Atmani in the soul, Mai in me, Yatha according to, Samstam the particular situation, Mana the mind, dadhat, fixing, mahimanam, the mystic perfection called mahima, avapnoti, one achieves, bhutanam, of the material elements, cha, also, prithak prithak, each one individually, translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: one who absorbs his mind in the particular form of the Mahatattva and thus meditates upon me as the Supreme Soul of the total material existence achieves the mystic perfection called Mahima by further absorbing the mind in the situation of each individual element such as the sky, air, fire and so on. One progressively acquires the greatness of each material element. Purport: there are innumerable verses in Vedic literatures explaining that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is qualitatively not different from His creation, and thus a yogi may meditate upon the total material existence as a manifestation of the external potency of the Lord. Once the yogi has established his realization that the material creation is not different from the Lord, he obtains the perfection called Mahima Siddhi by realizing the Lord's presence in each individual element by the yogi. The yogi also acquires the greatness of each element. However, the pure devotees are not very interested in such perfections because they are surrendered to the Personality of Godhead, who exhibits such perfections to the infinite degree. Being always protected by the Lord, the pure devotees save their precious time to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thus they achieve for themselves and others Sam Siddhi or the Supreme Perfection, pure love of Godhead, Krishna consciousness, by which one expands one's existence beyond the total material creation to the spiritual planets called Vaikuntha. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapanantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Pescha Krapa Sindhu Pehevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya O Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So in this chapter and in these verses, Lord Krishna is explaining to Uddhava the various siddhis, the mystic perfections yogi tries to aspire. Here we can see that the wonderful example of Uddhava. One may wonder how even at this age, when Uddhava was quite old, he is interested into hearing these topics about various mystic potencies, mystic siddhis achieved by the yogi. He could be just interested in hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna's pastimes. But from the higher perspective, these are all Krishna Kathas, because it is ultimately connected to the Supreme Lord. And even at his late age, he was very much focused on these technical subjects. Usually, when such technical topics come, creation, secondary creation, one is not so much interested. One wants to hear the stories, Krishna's Katha and nectarian pastimes. But our acharyas explain that one should try to hear philosophy also, this type of philosophy also. Siddhanta baliye chitte na kara adas, iha haite Krishna lage sudruda manas. That when such siddhantas are explained, one should not be lazy. One should try to understand these subject matters very carefully, because that helps to fix our mind on Lord Krishna. Even Srila Prabhupada in his late age also, I think he was translating teachings of Queen Kunti or something, but very technical subject matters, which normally a person may not be interested. So, for the pure devotees, these are all Krishna Kathas. They don't distinguish. They are interested in hearing more and more about Krishna. How the mind can be fixed on the Supreme Lord even at the last moments of our lives. And Uddhava's example is a perfect example who exemplified the devotional service through all phases of his life. When Vidura meets Uddhava, when he was on the pilgrimage, Vidura was trying to understand the Supreme Truth. He was going from various holy places. So at that time he meets Uddhava on the banks of Yamuna. And Uddhava, he was deeply absorbed in remembering the Supreme Lord. Śrīla Śukadeva Goswami explains that Uddhava, when he was young, he was 5 years of his age. That time, he was so much absorbed in serving the Supreme Lord that his mother called him for breakfast. He had forgotten to take breakfast because he was so much absorbed in serving the Lord. Sometimes it becomes opposite to us. We become so much absorbed in eating prasad that we forget service. But Uddhava's example is different. He is a pure devotee of the Lord. Śrīla Prabhupāda is explaining that he is a Nitya Siddha Bhakta. So he showed that devotional attitude when he was very young. Sometimes our children also, they are very devotional in the beginning of their lives. But when they come to their teens, that devotional attitude starts fading out. And when they become youths, then devotional service becomes secondary service. And it can be done when we have time. That doesn't become the priority in our life. That is an unfortunate situation. And when one starts getting more money and material opulences, one becomes so much absorbed into all this material world that one forgets that my ultimate goal of life is achieving the Supreme Lord. So Uddhava, he went through all phases of his life. Even the childhood, he was attached to serving the Supreme Lord. He must have gone through turbulent teens. He became youth. He was having tremendous knowledge. He was the foremost disciple of Brihaspati. So much prestigious position. He could have made huge fortune. He must have gone through middle age crisis. Mostly devotees, when they go through middle age crisis, they start wondering what I am doing here. Why I am here? Why I suddenly came here and was doing this service here? So he also must have gone through all these phases. But his service attitude, his devotion to the Supreme Lord did not fade away because of the influence of energy, material energy. And Śrīla Śukadeva Goswami also explains that even at the old age, that attitude of service of Uddhava did not become slackened. In fact, it became more and more intense. Because the time is limited. One may think that I can do so many things when I achieve this power, position, siddhis. I can do maybe more devotional service if I achieve some kind of siddhi. But for a pure devotee, it is simply a disturbance. One thinks that it is a waste of time. It is not going to help me. It is destruction to my pure devotional service. So, for the devotee, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakale ashanta, Krishna bhakta nishkama athaiva shanta. It is explained that material enjoyment, siddhis, mukti, becoming liberated from this material world, becoming one with the Lord, such kind of perfections, they are all considered to be material. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakale ashant. Those who are aspiring for these such things, they are not happy, they are not peaceful. They are ashanta, they are disturbed. Krishna bhakta nishkama athaiva shanta. The devotee of the Lord who has given up all material desires, he is nishkam because he does not have material desires. He has spiritual desires to serve the Lord. It is not that one becomes desireless. Desires will come. Even at the advanced level of devotional service also sometimes desires may come. But what is his reaction? He is not disturbed. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that even if such desires come, like the rivers entering into ocean, apurya mana achalam apratishtam, samudra apa pravishanti atva, tadva kama pravishanti tadva, sa shanti mapnoti na kama kami. That even if such desires enter like turbulent rivers, into the mind of one who has controlled his senses and mind, he does not hanker for such desires. He does not run after those desires to fulfill that. Only such person can remain peaceful. Not the one who hankers after fulfilling those desires. So therefore, that state of mind can be achieved when one is focused on serving the Supreme Lord. Because there is so much priority of service, serving the Supreme Lord, that one doesn't have time to look into those all these material desires. One is not disturbed. So Uddhava, he exemplified that kind of devotional attitude even at his old age. We can see that when it was almost Krishna was leaving, Uddhava was interested in understanding. He wanted to follow Lord Krishna. And in fact it is explained that when Yadu dynasty was getting annihilated, most of them they went to Prabhas, Prabhas Kshetra. But only few like Uddhava and Vajranabh, they stayed back in Dwarka. And we can see that Uddhava's example, that he was so much attached to the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna had sent him to Vrindavan with giving the message. And he was so much affected by the devotion of those gopis. He understood that this kind of devotion is more higher. Not my knowledge aspect. He was trying to explain them that do not cry for Krishna. They were crying for Krishna. And he was thinking that I will explain with my knowledge that do not cry. He is there everywhere. He is a super soul. But they were not satisfied with this kind of explanation because their level of devotion was much higher. Then he realized that what I am doing, the ultimate perfection of life, is to cry for Krishna. And I am telling them not to cry for Krishna. What is this? And Srila Prabhupada also explains that this is the price one has to pay to achieve Krishna's lotus feet. Not by knowledge or mystic perfections or siddhis. Tears are the price that one has to pray. Lord has to see that he's sincere enough. He's crying for me. Not crocodile tears. Krishna can understand. He understands all our perfections, mystic perfections. So, it has to come from the heart. Therefore, Krishna consciousness process is very inconceivable process. One cannot cheat Krishna. One has to be extremely sincere, serious, and no ulterior motives. One has to prove his sincerity to the Lord that I really want to achieve the perfection of my life. I really want to serve. Not in the beginning service attitude and then after some time one achieves something and one forgets. Because those kind of siddhis or powers may come. But what happens to the devotee? He has to remain fixed in devotional service. Even one may get achieved so many powers. If that is affecting devotional service, that means we are not on the proper path. So therefore it is very important to remain focused on devotional service and to go more deeper and trying to understand what is pure devotional service. It's not that I have understood now and now I am preaching everyone that follow me. Instead of following Krishna, then it becomes me. Just follow me, surrender unto me. And you will achieve all perfection. Not like that. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a yogi, a sadhu and a mouse. There was a sadhu and he saw that there was a small mouse coming. Mouse was disturbed. Because he was always afraid. Cat will come and eat me. So the mouse approached sadhu and said that, Sadhu Maharaj, please help me. What do you want? Just make me cat. Why? Because the cat is always chasing me. If I become cat, then I don't have fear. Right. So, tathastu, okay, you become like a cat. And the mouse turned into cat. And then started going around here, there, meow, meow. And then after some time, there was another trouble. Because there were bigger animals, dogs. They started chasing the cat. The cat is running after here and there in fear of dog. So again, approaching the sadhu, because that cat knew that sadhu has some power. He will give. He will free me from all anxiety. The cat approaches sadhu again. Please help me, sadhu. Maharaj, I am in deep trouble. What is the problem? The dog is chasing me. Okay, you become dog. The dog started going here and there, thinking that now I have achieved ultimate perfection of my life. And no fear now. I am now barking at cats and chasing away all of them. So again, after some time, when the dog, he confronted the bigger animal. There was someone bigger than the dog. The lion. It started coming closer to dog. The dog was still running after here and there. So again, it approached that sadhu. Sadhu Maharaj, please help me. This tiger is now troubling me. So again, okay, you want to become tiger now? But even sadhu knew that he will not be happy even if he becomes tiger. He knew that all types of forms and everything, that all gives misery. There is no happiness anywhere in the material world. There is no happiness. Our acharyas explain that even one might go to Brahma Loka. Whichever form one may take, as long as material desires are tormenting, one is not achieved that state of mind, there will be always some trouble in life. And even a small pinprick, something, some entity will trouble. Somebody is there always to give some trouble. Adibhautik, adhyatmik. So there is always some trouble in our life. So Sadhu Maharaj again gives the benediction, okay, you become tiger. And once, as soon as he becomes tiger, he starts looking at sadhu. Oh, now I am hungry. My breakfast time has come. Sadhu understands, okay, he is now he's trying to attack me. So again he makes him mouse. Punar muchika bhava. Again you become the mouse. So, this example is given to explain that in devotional life also, among devotees' life, so many situations keep me changing. That in the beginning one may be like a small bhakta. I am a new bhakta. And like everyone is giving me service. Chalo, seva karo. Nahe nahe aaye hai. Ashram mein. Sab, everyone is giving some service. And that bhakta is thinking that when I will become the senior devotee. When I will achieve some position. When I will be able to give service to others. You know, there is a problem. So one thinks that, oh, this devotee is, my senior devotee is troubling me so much. He is the obstacle on my path of devotional service. So many anarthas have to cross over. So many senior devotees troubling me, giving me service. One day I will become senior devotee and everyone will know what is my position. So that is the problem. And even if one becomes senior devotee, what happens? Suddenly attitude starts changing. Starts ordering, chalo, aao abhi naye bhakta hai, unko main seva deta. There are so many new devotees, I will give them service. So instead of developing that service attitude, one starts developing controlling attitude. How can I become more bigger controller? Instead of becoming a servant of servant, one thinks that I want to become the master of everyone. And everyone is in Maya. I am the only one who knows everything. That is a bigger illusion. So therefore, what is our service attitude? Somebody was explaining that if you want to understand a person, what is the real nature of a person? Just give him some power or position. Then you will understand what is the real that person is. Because if one is not careful, that power can affect a person. So therefore, Krishna consciousness is a process of developing a proper service attitude. Whatever service may be doing, one may be doing, that may be external. But what is our inside consciousness? That is very, very important. In what consciousness we perform any service given to us. If we are asked to do cleaning the temple, if we are grateful, we will be thanking the Lord or the service authorities. You are giving me such a confidential service. This is not an ordinary service. Serving the temple of the Lord is not an ordinary service. The great devotees, the gopis and lakshmis and Vaikuntha Loka, they aspire for this service. They do. They take the broom in their hand. There is no dust. But still, they are doing that service just to get little attention of the Supreme Lord. That I am ready to become servant of the servant. I am ready to take that position. So therefore, what is our consciousness? That is very, very important. One may be doing a simple service of brooming the temple or washing the vessels of the Lord or making garlands for the Lord. Anything, dishwashing, cooking for the Lord, whatever service. What is our consciousness? And in due course of time, sometimes one may be asked to speak about the Lord, do some higher service. In fact, every service is a higher service. On behalf of the Lord, whatever service has been given, if one performs in the proper consciousness, one will remain protected. One will not get affected. And we can see that just like Uddhava, his service attitude did not get slackened, even he became old. Right from birth, childhood, teens, youth, middle age crisis, old age, all phases of life, he remained fixed in serving the Supreme Lord. And we can see in the recent times also, in the life of Srila Prabhupada, we can see that he, when he was young, that time he asked his father, that I want to worship Lord Jagannath. I also want to do Jagannath Rath Yatra. He was very young at that time. Maybe 6-7 years age, 8 years, whatever. And he was inspiring everyone. Almost like 5-6 days festival he was conducting, a Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, conducted by Abhay Charan, Nandulal. And who would have imagined that this person, this small child, is going to take Lord Jagannath all over the world? Anybody could have imagined at that time that this small child, who is just, it may be appear to be a small child's play, performing Rath Yatra in the small lane or something, that this same child is going to take this Lord Jagannath all over the world, the message of Lord Chaitanya. Nobody could have imagined that time. And Srila Prabhupada, we can see that Srila Prabhupada is grateful to his father. He explains that he dedicates Krishna book to his father. He is writing that, I am grateful to my father for inspiring me to learn mridanga in my childhood, who gave me the duties of Radha Krishna to worship, and who gave me Jagannath Rath Yatra, Rath. And I have imbibed those principles from my father. Of course, his father also wanted him to become a great devotee of Srimati Radharani, speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. And those blessings or that culture at the childhood, it helped him. And later on, Srila Prabhupada explains that all those principles which I imbibed from my father were later on solidified by my spiritual master, who is Eternal Father. His Eternal Father, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj, he also inspired him to write the books, to take the message of Lord all over the world. And we can see that how Srila Prabhupada's that service attitude remains strong throughout all phases of his life. And one may wonder, sometimes he was in the youth or college days, he was affected by, not affected, it is his pastime. It may appear that he was into some other thing, trying to get independence. But his spiritual master convinced him. Even when India was under the subjugation of British rule, that there is always political turmoil, and especially in India, always political turmoil. Nobody is peaceful. Which party is winning? Which party is losing? Who will win the next elections? Why we are lost in this state and that? That will go on. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj convinced him that that is not the real problem. The real problem is lack of Krishna consciousness. That is the real problem in the society. People are fighting for such petty issues. And Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning, he was not ready to accept that message. But when he heard carefully, he understood that this person has such complete conviction that the entire nation is waiting to get independence. But he is fully convinced that that will not solve the problem. The real problem is lack of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, we can see that if the Krishna consciousness is such a powerful movement, that it has solution to solve all problems in the society. Because all the problems are created because of lack of Krishna consciousness. People are not sufficiently Krishna conscious. They are so disconnected from their own selves. So limited thinking about thinking of only their caste, creed, only their nation or only their party. But there is no broadening of consciousness. Krishna consciousness helps to broaden our understanding. Why one should think that this Hindu, Muslim, Christian, and again there are so many fights. Just imagine the unity. If Hindus and Muslims become united, just imagine, hypothetically. But just imagine, if Hindus and Muslims are united, will there be any fights? So many fights have been created because of this kind of religious things, so-called religious things. And people take advantage of such disunity and try to rule over. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj convinced him that that will not solve the problem. Today this party, another time next party. The problems of the common person do not change. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he understood that there is some truth in it. And then later on, he tells his disciples that I was happy to be defeated by my spiritual master. My spiritual master told me at that time when I was very young, 26 years of his age, he told that you are a young, educated young person. You should take this message and go in the West. Give this message to the West. Because in today's time, Indians, they do not understand what they have. What kind of knowledge, what kind of culture. This great book, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, is offering to us. They don't realize its value. Take it to the West. And the Western people practice this Krishna consciousness. Then they will realize, yes, there is something in it. This Indian culture, Hindu culture has tremendous depth. So, Srila Prabhupada, he accepted that and he took that message in the Western world. And we can see that within so less time, just 12 years, he knew that he doesn't have so much of time. But within that short span of time, he spread so much. He was traveling to so many countries, even in his late age. He was not resting, he was writing, translating books. That service attitude did not become slackened. And he was not affected. He was not affected that now he has made so many temples. I have made these temples and everyone should just follow whatever I am saying. He started empowering his disciples, those who were just few years of in the moment. He knew that after some time I will not be here. And they have to carry on this moment. And he was praying to the Supreme Lord that please protect everyone. So in the last age, last moments of his life, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, do you have any desire? They may be thinking that maybe he wants something and we should ask him if he has some desire. And what was his example? What was his answer? No desire. I do not have any desire. Kuch ichha nahi. He was simply focused on serving the Lord. So that shows that how much Srila Prabhupada was focused on serving the Supreme Lord. And his focus was just service. No material desire. Here Uddhava is showing with that example how to practice Krishna consciousness even one may become old. So Krishna consciousness movement is such that there is place for everyone. It is not that a young and enthusiastic devotees only have to serve. But even the old devotees, they need engagements. It is not that now they have become old and they should just move aside and sit alone. One has to take care of old people also. Younger devotees should take care of old people and older devotees should inspire younger generation. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.